Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the Bob with the Love Sponge Show. Let me, one of our big sponsors, of course, is Manscaped. You know about that.
Oh, I love them. I wear their stuff all the time and use it for all my body.
Oh, say, can you see beautiful balls? It's around the 4th of July, and you're not going to bald like an eagle. This is just a script they give me, ladies and gentlemen. That's not very patriotic of you. Lucky our friends at Manscaped make sure that the stars and stripes are spangling on America's favorite day. Their products are beautifully designed to help your body look in mint from head to toe for the beach, pool, late night festivities alike. Join over 4 million pube patriots. There you go. Lummy, just when we wanted to find the right title for you, we'll call you a pube patriot.
I'm with it.
4 million pube patriots have trusted Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with my code, which I think my code is Bubba. Blitz, do we know what my code? I think my code is Bubba, indeed. The Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and George Bush would be proud. I don't know who writes this stuff, but it's brilliant. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0, trimmer, the weed whacker for your ears and your nose, the crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs in a travel bag, all to hold your goodies. It's a fourth generation trimmer, features a cutting edge ceramic blade to help reduce grooming accidents. Thanks to their advanced skin safe technology, the Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight for the more precise of I actually use the Lawnmower 4.0 on my arms, my chest, and my pubes. Nice. I have the nicest. I probably, out of all you guys, probably have the strongest pube game.
I believe so.
I think Blitz has got a Manscaped deal, though, too.
Yeah,
so
I do.
You probably got a pretty strong man's, pube mm-hmm. game. Lummy, what's your pube game like?
I trim it down. I keep it just a little hair on the hair, little bit of hair.
Again, don't forget, it's time to take your freedom bells to the next level by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off plus free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com and use my discount code Bubba and unlock the confidence that you need for this 4th of July with the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Bold stripes, bright stars, and beautiful balls. That's what Anna's been saying all along, my
Amen,
friend.
Sister.
Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Yeah, I like the crop preserver.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
Ashley then probably uses it for lube.
Hey, you got to use what you got to use.
What'd you do this weekend? I didn't really, honest to God, everybody that I've talked to pretty much didn't do shit this weekend.
Not us. We had a very eventful weekend.
Yeah. We went out too.
At
me and
the
ride.
Hold on. So as much as Dan didn't do, as much as I didn't do, as much as Lummy didn't do.
No, I did stuff.
Blitz and Anna fucking got straight up.
You didn't do anything. Shit.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't go, you didn't pry it out.
No, I went to the Terpins game with Rhett. We taped some stuff.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we went to the Terpins game.
Now, do they play at George Bright Steinbrenner Field?
Sure do.
They do?
Yeah.
Do they get a crowd?
Yeah, they get a little bit of a crowd.
Okay, a little bit of a crowd. 300, yeah. 500,000.
You know the old saying, three's a crowd.
I say about 500 to 1,000, depending, but it had rain out so like the night before, so it kind of was
They still keep
scattered.
That. Do they still, even during like not spring training, do they still keep that place immaculate?
Oh, yeah.
Immaculate.
It looks brand new. place is unbelievable.
Blitz, when I was started the e-bike, I got to get back on the e-bike, though. I was doing so good, and mm-hmm. then I'm, you know, I've kind of gotten away from it, but
get fuck on the bike and ride.
But if I'm not on the bike by 2, I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to be on the bike by 2. I have to eat and then get on the bike and then Blitz take my pills on the road and take them when I'm a half an hour out.
Hell yeah.
It's a fun game.
That is a fun game.
I mean, have you ever thought of maybe just like, you know, getting on the bike and going down to the little park around here, the FBI building, and then coming back on days you can't go, you know, to Clearwater?
Super long. Apparently not.
I mean,
apparently hasn't thought
no,
of that.
No, because it's not a bike trail, and you're like, I hate riding in regular road, like the regular road.
Well, that little frisbee golf course thing is a bike trail.
Yeah, but it's only, you know, just that one little strip.
Yeah.
Are you going to try the Pasco one?
No, what I want to do is on a day that I know it's not going to rain, I want to go up into the Lutz Odessa era.
It's a long way from here.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The expressway.
But Blitz, load my bikes up in my truck,
okay,
and take them off, like, to where I, you know, that, like, off of 54,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then head up, like, north up into Citrus, and then turn back around, and, you know, and then obviously come back.
That's a long, long bike trail.
I heard it was, like, 60-some miles, I think.
I think they keep it, extending it, too.
Right.
The farther the expressway goes up.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've been somewhat tainted by that experience I had 2 Fridays ago when I went to Al Lopez Park. It was the worst.
Oh, I don't know. I drove by it the other day and kind of looked at it. And I was like, you know what? That park looks really nice. I might drive the bike there.
Yeah, well,
looked nice.
Fuck that place.
What didn't you like about Al Lopez Park?
Getting there.
Oh,
that's so. From here,
but the park itself was nice, though, right?
Yes, the park. In fact, I wish I would have actually not been so mad when I was in the park, because I'm sure that I didn't go through the entire park. I just kind of made one loop, but there was a bunch of little roads where I could have gone and made, you know.
Yeah, go like to the middle of it and stuff.
Right, right. And I didn't, because I was so mad about how treacherous it was to get there that I was kind of not in the right mindset. I was bitching the entire time. But the good thing about it is, Lummi, as I did, I do got it all bird dogged for when I, now not when I go to the, I probably will only go to one Bucks game next year, which will be when the Packers play, which is when we make our Cream Machine debut, which I think is September 25th.
Sure is.
Okay, thank you.
The Cream Machine sounded really good, too.
Oh, the Cream Machine. So, Blitz, for the first time, you probably might have a better grasp on the date. Maybe you, Lummi. But for the first time, I got the Cream Machine. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, the Cream Machine completely works.
Mm-hmm.
The smart car completely works. I'm talking about like lights and everything.
Sure.
The Crown Vic completely works. And the F-150 doesn't have a scratch on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you got the smart car back from the other guy.
Yeah, from Terry.
Right.
And I've been driving that.
And it works good?
Fuck yeah. It even blitz. It fan kicks on.
Nice.
Doesn't overheat.
Nice.
Now the only thing it does is what smart cars are noted for is the air doesn't work too good at stoplights.
Hmm.
Now that's just a smart car thing. Like as long as I've ever had that.
I mean my car AC doesn't work all that great at a stoplight either.
Exactly.
It's okay, but
it doesn't overheat. You know, it's perfect. It $800 later. So, but this, I mean, when's the last time I drove the Cream Machine from here to Walmart yesterday and filled it up with, nice, you know, 93 octane gas, which is always like keep new gas in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it only took 7 gallons. I think it was pretty full.
Okay.
Filled all the cars up and everything's running. I'm going to start driving the smart car more. I mean, it doesn't get that good of gas mileage for what you think it should, but it's the best thing that I got. I mean, my F-150 gets about 14. The F-350 gets about 12. The Mercedes gets about 16. The Crown Vic gets about 21. I don't, the Cream Machine probably gets fucking 5.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. And the smart car gets like 32. So, you know.
And for premium gas, that's not very, like 32, it's not very good.
Should it get better on premium gas?
Oh, yeah.
I've not really figured it up since I got it back, so I'm going to... I reset it yesterday, Blitz. I filled it, so I reset it yesterday. So I'll actually be able to give you a better gas mileage report next fill-up.
Okay.
But the majority of my driving is just around here in my apartment, so like I... like. In order, you know, I'd have to drive it to like maybe my racetrack to get some really good data, right?
For highway miles, yeah.
For highway miles. I could probably tell you city miles.
So, I wish that thing came in a manual.
Well, it does if you make, if you put it down to manual.
No, no, like a real, like an actual real manual.
Oh, you mean like a stick shift?
With a clutch.
Yeah. I don't think they ever offered a manual.
No, they didn't. But it's, so the transmission is a manual transmission, but it's an automatic manual. So
I drive it manual. I drive it automatically, and I drive it. I drive the automatic in manual mode, and then upshift and downshift, and you know.
Right.
Man, I did have carryout from Tate's on Saturday, and I had their fucking lasagna. Oh my god, it's to die
their
for.
Fucking lasagna.
Fucking nice, nice. I had bang bang shrimp,
yum,
with some bruschetta. With, did I say it right?
No, you did. Yeah, yeah.
With the merch crick had a, this is how she likes her
she
pizza.
She had a roll.
She had some garlic knots.
Okay.
And a pizza, but on her pizza, she only likes cheese pizza, but with no tomato sauce.
What?
So yeah. Pretty much bread and cheese.
Yeah, so she gets breadsticks. So she gets breadsticks in the form of a pizza.
Bread. So what the Dark Match James Taylor does is he like covers the dough with garlic butter sauce. Then puts the cheese on top of that.
Oh, God bless him.
God bless her. Saw. Yeah. She got that and cheese
probably
fries.
Tastes really good, though.
I actually had it for breakfast this morning.
Of course.
Nice.
For real. There was two extra pieces in the fridge. I'm like, fuck it.
That sounds really good, actually.
I'll tell you one thing. That Parmesan and crushed in chicken that I had from
long. You know, I heated that up for you today, and I was like, I want to steal some of that.
I got to be honest with you, Blitz. If there's one thing that I could... highly recommend you try. I wish you would try that. That is the fucking absolute best chicken I've like.
Here's my problem with it though. I make chicken so often that if I go somewhere, that's the last thing I want to eat is chicken breast.
I know, but
you know,
this is nothing like anything you make, bud.
I know.
And it like it and it's got. Oh, it's so fucking good. You've got to try.
Well, let's see if there's anything at Longhorn for me, and we'll make a date out of it.
Oh.
Yeah, they have salads.
See, you know what? Go ahead and perp the Longhorn menu.
Oh, I am.
And see, peep it.
No, I'm going to perp it instead.
Oh, why don't you go ahead and perp it, too? Blitz just sent this to me.
If you want to go on a bike ride.
Oh, there you go, Bubba.
How far?
It goes from one side of the coast to the other, of Florida.
250 miles, Bubba.
Without stopping?
Well, yeah, 250.
You don't need to stop.
Get like nine batteries.
Yeah. What do you need to stop for?
I mean, is it all interconnected?
It's supposed to be, or it's like almost.
Fuck that.
Oh, yeah. You got to go up that 23-mile trail in Pasco, the expressway trail.
No. Like, is a blue part the part that's not?
I think so. It's the one that, like, to be built. Maybe.
Hmm.
Oh, that goes through the wildlife management, too.
How many miles is this?
I think it said, what, 100?
200, no, like 230.
Oh, 250, right? I think it was.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's easy. That?
Fuck that. I need to get my fat ass back on a bike. Anna, what did you just send me? You sent
me...
Oh,
shit.
Finder.
Oh, Africa.
No, that's not what I meant to do.
You sent me Africa.
Oh, well, that's not...
Oh, that's a bike trail she wants you to go on right there.
No, I sent you the state. Is that it? Did you get the appetizers?
Did you get the appetizers? No,
Africa.
Look at
all
bitch.
Right,
you're,
you know what?
You're the worst.
Well, it's not.
I am in bitch I've had ever. Change. Get your I am in skills, baby. Oh, sorry. I was just trying to be
That's
funny.
Okay.
Now in Africa, where's the coolest place to live in Africa? South Africa?
Not anymore.
I'd say probably what now? Egypt?
Maybe Algeria. How about Algeria?
I don't know. The whole continent's kind of fucked, to be honest with you.
How about Chad?
Actually,
Chad's probably one of the worst ones to choose.
Morocco?
Now, what's the, like in Africa?
Maybe Morocco.
What's the?
The country with the lowest GDP in the world, I believe, is the Congo, Republic of Congo.
What I'm trying to say is, like, which which country in Africa is the most jungle-ish, like where you have people talking with plates in their mouth?
There's pockets.
Tanzania?
There's pockets of people. Probably the Bushmen in the south, like sub-Saharan, is it the Kalahari?
Yeah, kind of like the Zimbabwe area, you mean?
Yeah, I remember my dad talking about like the Bushmen, maybe like in Botswana. Yeah, that area.
Just keep going down, right about there.
Botswana, exactly right above
South
at.
Africa.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Botswana, is it pretty fucking rugged?
People, let's see where they're at exactly.
How about Madagascar? Is that
a lot of natural resources come out of Madagascar?
If you want to live somewhere, maybe like Cape Verde.
Like Blitz, let's say you and my
Botswana, Namibia.
Blitz, let's say I won Powerball, but you went and got the ticket, so we split it. Okay.
Yeah.
And we got like $100 million a guy.
Okay.
And we're like, hey, buddy, I'm gonna buy a badass crib in fucking Africa. You know where do you we got money? Money's no problem.
We have the money.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you take your half and go to Africa. I'll see you later, buddy. Actually, I think I might go just a little west of Chad.
No, but like for instance, like for real, like if we were like gonna go fucking live in Africa and be pimps,
go just a little west of Chad,
about
maybe
some pussy,
maybe like just north of Nigeria.
Yeah, you want to go to Rwanda?
I want to go to Niger.
Yes,
is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Well, how's Niger?
It's really nice.
It's a good area. I'm sure it's really.
Blitz, what are the girls like in Niger? Like in Zender, Niger. What's happening there? Is there a dollhouse there?
No, but I mean,
no. They just get naked in the street for you, Bubba. You throw them a couple hundreds.
First of all, there's not even any fucking water. Like the bodies of water. No wonder all the animals are thirsty.
Yeah.
There's some Niger women.
Oh, who's Miss Niger? Show me Miss Niger immediately.
Okay.
I can
show you some.
How about that? That shorty in the middle all fucking day. I'd blast her in a minute.
She's got her passport and her shots.
Do you want to come back to the States with Todd?
Todd. There you go.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'm a shorty shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't look a lot. I can almost see up her fucking skirt.
That's how she won.
She Sharon Stone the deal?
Yep.
Poor little thing, having to live in Niger. Niger sucks.
I'm sure it's all right.
Well, yeah, you're right. Niger's probably pretty cool.
They practice Islam, so good luck.
Probably not as cool as like Eritrea.
What do you think? No, bad. All right, I'm thinking.
Stay north, Bub. Just
go to
Morocco.
Ethiopia, Bubba. You'd like be the biggest pimp there.
No, I think you got to go. Honest to God, you got to go to Morocco. Or you got to go to Egypt.
You
want to
go like way north of Morocco, I think.
Like Spain? Europe?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but you thinking like maybe Norway, Sweden, Finland.
Yeah. It's Northern Africa.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
So, Blitz, as I got my $100 million, you're like, listen, can I talk you into maybe us going to Sweden instead?
Yeah.
You seen the Swedish fucking Bob team or whatever? Fuck
yeah.
The Swedish Bob team.
Yeah, bobbing on my dick. You got this new Swedish Bob team. And
they're really good.
Bobbing on my cock.
Swedish Bob team.
Where are the most beautiful women in the world?
My dick.
On my dick.
Thank you. That's me.
I said plural women.
Actually, to be honest with you, I remember hearing that Ukrainian women were the most beautiful women in the world. Hmm. Like a couple of years ago, they voted them the most beautiful women in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably like that whole area, really.
Yeah, Eastern Europe.
Yeah. So. Hey, listen, me and Blitz have some experience with Denmark bitches. They're pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure are.
How about Lithuania? What are those chicks like? Or Latvia?
Lactivia?
Yeah. Or,
I love
Lactivia.
Belarus.
Lativia?
How about
Belarus? I bet St. Petersburg, fucking Russia, which is right there on the water. I bet you they got some pretty hotties.
I went to St. Petersburg, Florida on Saturday. There's a lot of hotties there.
Let's talk about that.
Oh, my God.
As much as I didn't do over the weekend, Blitz and Anna, full pride. The Pride Festival of St. Petersburg, which supposedly is the second largest pride function in America next to San Francisco.
I think they call it number three now, but whatever. It's still huge.
So it's one of the biggest.
Absolutely.
Yes. Behind San Francisco and maybe probably New York, maybe. I don't know.
Like it's all inclusive.
And
all right.
Now I've been part of the St. Petersburg Pride Celebration Pro.
The float that you used was there too.
Was it?
Yeah, what's always there.
Hold on. The float that we used is at every parade in this area.
I know.
Because they ran
Well, it's a Gasparilla float, but they use it for every parade.
Yeah, you know, any company or something that's got $5,000, Todd Stepp will rent it right on out to you.
It's all everything is towed by Stepp's towing trucks too.
Right. I think, honest to God, I think Todd gave it to us for free.
He did.
But I think it's about like $3,000.
Mm. Yeah, they said they rent them, like those type of events that they're not going to go to, they rent them out. It's not cheap.
Right. No, it's like $3,000. And he said like it costs like $20,000 to build. So like after the first year blitz, it was paid for. And I think literally the one that we're on is like 10 years old or older.
Mm-hmm.
And they build, I think Todd Stepp, talk about a brilliant. First of all, you have to have a warehouse to house these
things.
And
they do.
And they do.
It's far away, though. Well, for the St. Pete stuff.
Right. But they went and built, they own like 6 or 8 float splits? Something like that.
All different sizes. Plus, I think they also charge storage space for other people that have floats in their warehouse.
Yes, like a couple of these crews that have their own, that they charge them, you know, $200-$300 a month to store them or something like that. But they own, Stepp's Towing owns like 8 up the different floats that can be used for anything, but they all have a sound system and they all got like, you know, better than, you know, sitting on your buddy's fucking flatbed, you know, like most homemade floats, right?
Yeah.
Most people make a homemade float for a one-time deal and it pretty much sucks, but Stepp's has their own. So our float with the cannons and shit were there?
It was the WMOR float.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
The television station?
Yeah.
Right.
Channel 12.
So I went years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, to support, you know, the cause and support the deal. Was the staging area blitz as fucked up?
To be honest, I didn't go.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To the staging area. I don't know. We just went to the...
Did you go to the parade?
Yeah, the
yeah,
main park
bit.
In the parade.
How long did the parade last? You know, 4 hours?
I think it was 4 hours. We did not stay that long.
Yeah, we didn't stay.
All right, so...
We found the parade more to be so within the people.
Right.
That's where my parade was.
Right. So what time did you guys get down there?
We got down three-ish? There probably... Yeah, three... No, later. Probably about 4.
Was
yeah,
it just 4. Jammed?
There's a lot of people.
At 4 in the afternoon.
It said it said it went for 6 hours. It ended at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's probably about right. That was the schedule. Who knows what actually happened.
All right, so did you guys eat? Did you guys drink? Did you guys go any places?
I drank a lot. But we had a little pregame thing at my friend's house. So we started there, and we were hanging out. And then we all took the public bus. They were giving free rides, shuttling people back and forth towards the parade. So we went there and walked around, got some free stuff, and left.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the humanity.
You have no fucking idea
Bubba,
the shit we saw.
Bubba. I think Pride Festival is I'm gonna be nice. People who should be wearing a lot of clothes
that aren't
wear very little clothes and are happy to show off what they shouldn't be showing
so
off.
You're
Which
saying,
means it's Christmas for Anna.
So what you mean is you're saying people that normally would not even dare to walk around in society with the fucking massive right. body that they have.
With their normal moo-moos.
This is their one opportunity to let it all hang out and not be judged, so to speak.
Yeah.
So people that have no business wearing as least amount of clothing as they have, it's Christmas
it's
for
a,
them.
It's a very sexual event.
It yes, very it, much it, is.
Now, is it? Do you see
and there's
people,
kids everywhere.
Do you see people kissing and
not? I mean, a little bit, but not like not craziness.
Just like pecs and stuff. It's not like they're having sex in public.
Yeah,
but
now, are they good looking?
So last year, last year, me and Lummy and a bunch of other people went to the Ybor parade. The Ybor parade was a lot more like scandalous.
Yeah,
but the St. Pete just had a lot more people.
A lot of vendors.
Yeah.
All right, so the Tampa one was more hardcore, less commercial.
More and castle.
More castle.
There was a lot of like whips and chains and stuff.
That's the one I wouldn't want to go to.
Yeah. Lummy got whipped.
Yeah, I got whipped.
Lummy, you got whipped?
Yeah, a guy whips him.
Yeah.
So what was the craziest thing that you saw Saturday at the Pride?
Well, Blitz saw a titty. I didn't, unfortunately. Yeah. I missed it.
Was it a nice titty?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That's good.
She was cute.
She was cute?
Yeah.
Was she a lesbian?
I mean, I don't know. It was like we were walking, and I saw it for a few seconds and
now,
kept going.
Now, who's calling? Now, this is a podcast. We don't take calls, but we do. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Bubba. It's Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, listen, I didn't mean to call you on the main line, but I'm having a problem where I can't go onto the Bubba Army app anymore.
Yeah, you know what? Hold on. I meant to talk about that on the regular show, and I just completely got away. We are in the middle of...
It's just your account, buddy. It's not us.
No, it's not your account. It's not your account. Oh, yeah. It's not your account. It's
right,
us.
Right.
So anybody that listens to this show later today or, you know, Blitz,
well, right
maybe,
now, they're listening right now.
Maybe Blitz, we should put up something on our Facebook that we're experiencing.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to put something on the website, but I don't want to make anybody upset.
Right. So we're in the because I've
literally answered like 100 emails this weekend.
Hold on, buddy. I'm gonna explain what's happening. We were in the middle of redoing our credit card information and how we could accept credit cards past the 2024 expiration date and kind of trying to update our BAR that's very antiquated, that's 12 years old. And we have a team of guys that are doing it. One guy's in Hawaii. A few of the guys are in California. Blitz is here. So they have, you know, they've had to clone it. There's just been it's been a long, very long process, couple months. And they launched it this weekend in test mode, and it's not doing so good. So that's how things work. Unfortunately, they usually like to build these things before you are, you know, fire them up, but ours have been around for 13 years. So all I can say is in the next, you know, few days to a week, we hope to have it completely fixed. And if you guys could just bear with us.
All right, Bubba. I've been a huge fan. I mean, listen, I've been with you back when I dropped the tray.
Yeah. And so thank you so much for that, buddy. And we are, it's a shit storm that we're trying to fix right now.
Yeah, and I might be able to temporarily do something so that people can download Friday's show and then today's.
So Blitz is not only, you know, having to do his Blitz-like duties, but he's also having to return people's emails and assure them that it's us, and it is us. It's not you guys.
Yeah.
And we will, listen, this is our top priority. We got a team of guys working on it.
We hired experts, so this wouldn't happen.
We hired experts, so it didn't happen, and it happened. we're saying that as smart, like we're just trying to get it fixed because it's Bubba Army Radio is a major one of our things, and it's been and we have a ton of great customers, and so we're trying to get it fixed. We really are, buddy.
All right, because you know I'm paying $100 a month for that, you know, because I'm a top listener.
Yes.
You're paying $100 a month.
You're paying $100 a month for what? No, I think it's a. If I'm not mistaken, I paid
$100 like for the whole year. Right?
Yeah, correct. Yes, it's $99.99 for the whole year. It's not $100 a month, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I work night shift, so I'm kind of like buzzing out.
It's all right. But listen, just know that we're on it, my friend. We certainly know there's an issue, and we're trying to get it fixed as fast as we can. Please stick with us, buddy. Don't give up on us now.
I don't want to give up on you because I've been listening to you for the past 10 years.
And listen, any shows that were missed, we will have uploaded.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, you're not going to miss anything. It may take us a couple days to get them up, but, you know, if like last Friday's show fucked up, we'll get it up. And we also got, you know, Lummy, that project that Vicente's working on.
Yeah.
He's halfway through 08 right now.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah. So, sir, we got other stuff coming to Bubba. You know, listen, Bubba Army Radio is about to be kind of reskinned, and we're in the process of trying to make it better, but it's fucked up right now.
It's been really fucked up. Yeah, is Anna there with you?
I am.
Anna,
yes,
Anna is here, and she looks great today.
Thank you.
I love you, Anna.
I love you.
You're the best. I miss you guys. I mean, literally.
Do you jack off to Anna sometimes?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I can't say I jack off her, but I just like her personality and her whole disposition.
See, Anna, that was the right answer for not being creepy.
Thank
I can't
you.
Say
that
I jack off to her, but I like her personality and I like everything about her.
There you go. Thank you so much.
That's kind of the right answer.
That is the perfect answer.
Or, Anna, would you prefer that he said he jacked off to you?
A little bit of that, but more of the former. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I miss you guys. Like, literally. Listen, share me, Baba. When I try to go on to the fucking...
Listen, motherfucker. I'm trying my best to be customer service Willie here.
Right.
Just, buddy, please. I don't know fucking shit about this. I've been going crazy. Butch has answered 416 emails this weekend. We're trying to get it, buddy. This is a major frazzle point for all of us. We're all fucked.
I know, Bubba.
We're trying our hardest because I know you pay $99 a year and you're fucking full hot on the deal, and goddamn it, I'm mad too.
Yeah, we don't blame you.
Yeah.
I don't blame you either. I want my fucking Bubba Army Radio. Blitz.
Blitz, I love you, buddy.
You too.
That's going to be a lot of work once he gets back up to upload all that other shit.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bunch of shit.
I've been around you guys like for the last part of like 10 years, man, and every time that website, it always works. In the last, like,
buddy, we know you're making us feel fucking worse. We know it's fucked up. We know it used to be the best. We know it used to work. We know it ain't working right now. We know you're fucking mad. We know, buddy. Quit
Listen,
fucking
it's my fault. Okay. Lummy took over. Okay. I broke everything.
Lummy didn't fucking take over shit.
I broke everything.
He did it.
We're waiting for it to get working too.
Yeah.
Just like you.
So listen, buddy.
I'll be patient.
Okay.
Thank
buddy.
You.
Thank you, buddy. You take care.
All right, brother. Thanks so much, man. Stay in charge. All right,
buddy.
Bye.
Exactly. So how about sharing a few of those somas?
No kidding.
Stay in charge, brother. Stay in charge.
What do you say? Stay in charge?
Yeah.
Christ almighty.
So, Anna, you go to Pride.
We went to Pride.
You get there at 4. Do you have any, like, is there a lot of vendors and food and, you know, just a lot of gay stuff?
Yeah, there were a lot of vendors.
A lot of cool gay stuff.
It was mostly just a lot of corporations who were out there representing and giving out stickers or vibrating, whatever, thumb butt plugs or whatever the fuck, you know, pens and whatnot.
Vibrating butt plugs?
I don't know. I'm just using
that as an
example.
They were vibrating cock rings.
There's some cock rings. There's a lot of stuff. So we went around.
A lot of condoms they were giving out.
Yeah. So we walk around. We get stickers. We get pens.
Gay people don't use condoms, please. Nobody. You know what? Let me take that back.
I mean, I wasn't going to point that out.
Nobody uses condoms.
Okay. Right.
Tell Rhett my Lummy and Bubba doing lawn work deal is 85% loading right now. It says 86 now.
Beautiful. It's 86 now, Rhett.
86 on the load. up on our YouTube video, we got a bunch of shit scheduled. Blummel has an HR incident. We got Bubba and Lummy doing lawn work on Friday with the Weed Whacker Snake.
Rhett, Walker, Ashley, and me go to the Tarpons game.
Yes.
Oh, I think there's a...
Bubba reacts to the Simply Sarah deal. We got that coming up.
Oh, and I got a goat one. I got to get up there, too.
Anna's baking series. That's good enough.
Oh, I got another one
two.
In the hopper.
Fuck. Yeah, I'll have a chicken. I'll have a chicken deal up this.
When do you want to release the her other baking one?
Whenever you guys want.
Okay.
Whenever you want.
All right. Because
it's a 5 o'clock deal, but you want to do it like tomorrow then?
Sure.
Or today?
All right.
Merch. Oh, this one actually has done pretty well. Merch falls off her e-bike.
Yeah.
I told Lummy to make that a TikTok deal.
Yep.
You know, oh no, oh no, oh no. Okay, sorry.
You don't know the rest of it.
Yeah, I was
just, it's oh no, oh no, oh no.
That's all it says.
Shit.
So Rhett's been doing a great job on all that,
job
man. You got to go to our YouTube video. You got to subscribe to that. It costs you nothing. You'll get an update when we go live, and you also get an update on this newest, you know, on some of this other stuff that we're doing. Lummy and I did lawn work on Friday, and we played the trust game where I took the weed whacker up against his skin and just let it. Lummy, I don't think I hurt you one bit. Like, there's going to be a lot of people be like, Bubba's really mean to Lummy. But Lummy, would you at least agree that I did not, like, I completely did it the right, like, I did it. Sometimes I try to hurt you.
Yes.
But I don't think I did.
No, not at all, Bubba. You were very gentle with me. Thank you. I was not hurt at all.
Wow.
Not one part of that.
Jesus.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Bubba. You took it easy on me.
Oh, I appreciate you too, buddy. So, Anna, I think, Lummy, you went to the Tarpon game on, Saturday?
Yeah.
With Little Walker?
Walker, Ashley, and Rhett. Rhett joined us.
Oh, he did?
Nice.
And they rolled out the red carpet for us.
What do you mean?
Oh, like we got in there, Captain Creamsicle and the lady that gave us his wife, they got us bands
the
for all you can.
His wife.
I'm sorry, the lady who is his wife.
Who runs
gave
the
us
merchandise.
All the merch. Yeah. She got us bands for all you can eat and all you can drink.
Wait
and
a second.
AC.
I might want to go to one of those games if I could get that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think we
definitely can.
But we should schedule like all of us go.
A show gathering.
Yeah. And the good thing is that when it gets a little hot, you can just go right to the AC. It's a private club.
Did you guys get free food?
Yeah, we got free
food. All you can eat, all you can drink those nights. We need to do that.
Bah, bah.
What?
Wait. Was there anything for me to eat there?
Yeah.
Like what?
They
had
hot dogs.
They had a vegetarian ravioli, which was really good.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Hell yeah.
They're really good. They usually have some salads.
Lummy, we should.
I love salads.
Lummy, can you get a hold of our Connect and see when the next, like.
Oh, yeah.
They're wanting us to go, or they want you to go.
Oh, let's see.
They probably want Lummy to go, not me.
No, they want.
Lummy's already been.
Yeah.
Schedule. I got this.
The GM for the Tarpons is marking out to you, so.
What?
Yeah.
Can I help him making some player decisions?
Yeah, come on down. Manage a couple innings.
What is this?
No, manage really a couple innings. Ladies and gentlemen, now taking over for Skipper for the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning is Bubba Clem, who got exposed on being a slow third baseman bunning back in 74.
He's putting the bat boy out there at pitcher right now. He's doing a couple crazy things.
I bet you they let me throw the first pitch. I bet you they would.
Oh, they would. They said they would let you.
Yeah.
What about July 24th?
Hold on,
there's
July.
There's a 12 p.m. game.
Whoa. Hold on. No, that's... No,
oh, yeah,
no.
In the middle of the heat. That's great idea.
Well, where are we going to go?
A Friday, Saturday night.
I'm going to tell you right now, bitch. I'm going to tell you the fuck when we're going to go, bitch.
A Friday, Saturday night.
Yeah, hold on. Here's my availables. We got... Okay, hold on. We could do if they had a Saturday the 16th game, we could do that.
Yep.
If they had a Friday the 29th or Saturday the 30th game, we could do that.
Okay.
If they
do have a 16th game.
Hold on. They do have a game on the 16th?
Yes, they do.
There you go.
All right. Great.
There you go, Lummy. See if you could get that done.
Wait a minute.
July 16th, Saturday.
Hold on.
You're getting off.
It doesn't say... All you can eat and drink
Saturday. We get it. Not everyone.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, we get it.
Okay.
We are fuck. Or you, hold on, because I am important and you're on my show, bitch.
Okay, great.
About to get mine.
All right. Okay.
Don't you know how shit works around here?
Apparently not.
Fuck.
I'm a little Riri.
You are a little Riri. Let me just give you a couple different dates.
Okay.
Because in case, you know, we just don't want to be, we want to give them some options too. So Saturday the 16th.
Okay.
Now, do they have anything on the 29th or 30th?
Not the 29th or 30th. No, they do not.
Okay. How about the 5th or 6th?
August, yes. Sink or Swim Happy Hour Friday, 6:30 p.m. versus Clearwater, and the same deal on the 6th.
There you go.
We're back to school splash.
Whatever.
So, Lummy, we got 5th or 6th are options as well.
Correct. Okay.
So, you know, it's like when we talk to them, we're like, hey, here's, we just don't want to give them one date and look like we're all that.
Yeah.
We want to give them some flexibility.
Yeah.
And then potentially The 20th, Saturday, okay. The 20th, and then also the 26th and 27th of August, too.
Yes.
As well.
Okay.
So those are our available dates, which are, you know, what, 5-6 dates?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good amount.
It's a great amount.
The 9th is Ladies' Night on July, but I know you're not available.
Well, why would you even bring that up?
I was letting Anna know, because she kept talking about sink or swim, or, you know.
You guys can't go without me.
Yeah, let me.
Yeah, that's a rule. Lummy, didn't know that.
Yeah, no.
You didn't know that.
Oh, no. I was going to do my birthday there.
Nope. Oh, yeah, you can. Oh. You can do it.
Thank you.
As long as you don't fuck my deal up.
Oh, no, never. Trust me. Rhett knows too.
You keep appetizing them with your dumb ass and say, hey, listen, the king's coming next time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, give me 2 freebies, and then I'll bring the king on the 16th.
Oh, yeah.
Or they may not want to. That might be too much of us too soon.
Yeah.
On the 16th. I might go for the 5th or 6th, let me to be honest with you.
I'll see which one's better. I mean, the 16th is Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond.
Oh, there you go, Bubba. You can dress up like a Marvel character of your choice.
Wait, in August or July?
July.
Oh, I don't want to dress up.
I really like the August 5 and 6 day.
Okay. Yeah.
I really do.
I don't think I'll be available on the 16th, but we'll see.
Lummy, I really like the August 5 and 6.
Okay.
And if I had to pick between the two, I'd probably pick our Friday or Saturday night games better.
Probably the Friday one would be better, sink or swim, happy hour, for like the people that would want to come out. It'd probably be better for...
I thought they had that both nights.
As far as attendance?
Yeah, for attendance.
As far as looking at shorty shits?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Oh, it's this guy again.
Who's this?
The guy just called.
It's Thomas again. I'm calling.
I just tried the site. It's not working.
Listen, buddy.
Does the website work now? Did you try it?
Did you try the website?
I will shortly.
Don't bother.
How is your son, Tyler, doing?
Oh,
he's doing great. He's great. He's doing great.
Can I ask where Thomas is from?
Buffalo Bob with 10,000 bits. Snipe this guy. snipe this guy.
Buffalo Bob with 10,000 bits.
Yeah, snipe
this motherfucker. Like, there's no way for anybody to hear us live. But Blitz comes up with a Buffalo fucking Bob sidekicker. Good enough for me. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. Don't forget to go to BubbaArmyMerch.com. And Blitz, you know what's been popping a little bit?
What?
Fucking Merch Crick's got the OnlyFans kicking.
Hell yeah.
We got it. We're kind of getting back to where we were.
Awesome.
And there's a new video every day that goes out on OnlyFans. And
nice.
The shit is fucking crazy.
Nice. Fire.
All right, listen, Lummy. I love you, Lummy.
I love you too, Bubba.
Anna, I love you.
Yay.
Bitch, you can't say it back.
I love you too.
You said it to a listener, but you won't even say it to
Pampa. You said it to Thomas.
You won't even say it to Pampa.
I love you, Pampa.
You don't say it to me.
Have you
said it to him yet?
No.
Oh. You say it to Thomas and Bubba.
Do you love him?
Oh, Buffalo Bob, 10,000 bits. We gotta go. Let's make the show.